you take the positives out of it tonight, even though it's $10?
Take a couple of positives out of that. We've got some players who are digging in, rolling their sleeves up. Our captain's leading from the front, but he can't do it by himself. He can't do it with Cruiser, Cripps, Simon White. You know, we can't do it with a handful.
Does Murph need a rest, though? I mean, he looks banged up, sore, carried a heavy load all year. Does he need a week or two off?
Football's a solid environment, and he's leading from the front. He's showing grit, showing resilience. I'm going to let him lead from the front because I think that's what our club needs. It needs weighted numbers in those sort of character traits, and I don't think we've had that. In the first quarter, there was a touch of me thinking, you know, we're still a bit rattled from last week. I don't know, because I thought our endeavour on the whole was reasonable in the first quarter. We just, skill execution, our decision making, we gave it back to them in really dangerous positions, and but we come out in the second quarter. Roll the sleeves up, use the ball a lot smarter, defended them really well. I mean, they had 9 marks in their forward 50 in the first quarter and then they had 0 in the second quarter. So our team defence was a lot better.
So you thought they were rational in the first quarter? Cause it, I mean,
no, I didn't think that. No, I didn't say I thought that. I said I wasn't sure. Maybe. Could have been a possibility.
Still took 29.
Probably both. I mean, you know, it's, they feed into each other, really. When you turn the ball over, you, especially in dangerous areas, you're asking to get scored against. And if you can't execute and hit targets, like we did a couple of times, especially in that third quarter, you get hurt very quickly.
Did it fall away a bit worse than what you thought there at the end?
Yeah, it did. That was the real disappointing thing. I think there's a handful of players that are now just not displaying that sort of grit that we're talking about, that we talked about a bit earlier.
How many do you reckon are going through the motions? I mean, is there any sense at all that they're already looking at around 23?
One going through the motions is too many. But at the moment, I think we've got ourselves a handful, which is disappointing.
What do you do, just turn them over?
Well, it'd be nice to turn them over. But we're starting to lose some of our levers at match committee because of 14 or 15 that are unavailable at the moment. So it's, you know, we've run out of soldiers, and it'd be nice to use that lever. In fact, it's, you know, when you get control of a group like this, and it's hard to really drive a strong imprimatur in a short period when you don't have time on the track, so you're relying on other levers, and they're running out too.
John, you really beat on the outside of the numbers. Were you weren't able to defend there, because you contested ball numbers are roughly the same.
Yep.
You smashed in terms of once they open up space. That's how it
works. Yeah. So their uncontested marks, which will add to those numbers that you're looking at, really opened up late. So the discrepancy in the last quarter in terms of uncontested marks was significant, which says to me there were some players that didn't want to defend, which is what you're talking about.
Jordan, just to give us an insight into how you coach, have you let these players know that you've alluded to here? Have you let them know your feelings about that already tonight?
Yes. Yeah, we've had a good discussion about what I thought occurred out there, and there was some agreements in the room. And I think the mark of a man, mark of a group, is how you respond and how you dust yourself off. So I was expecting I was expecting a bit better tonight for the full four quarters.
Are you feeling up though, John, just on the spread this year and running out?
Maybe not all of us are.
Todd Goldstein's been dominant this year, John. Matthew Cruz has seemed to compete really well against him. Are you happy with his
now? I'm always happy with Matthew Cruz because he doesn't pick and choose. He's unconditional. And Todd Goldstein's a great ruckman. You know, he's obviously a bit taller than Matty and probably has a few physical capabilities that are just shade him a little bit, but Matthew Cruz has got a massive ticker.
How important is it for the club? He's out of contract, he's a free agent. How important is it for the club to keep?
I think it's very important. He's a Carlton man.
Has he told you that?
I'm an interim coach, so I'm not going to... They're not discussions I'll be having.
Both horses copped a fair bit of heat for a first-round pick, but there was real signs of life tonight that perhaps he can live up to that.
Yeah, look, when he gets ball in hand, he's reasonable and, you know, he's got some equipment for AFL football, there's no doubt. But like a lot of our players, there's a lot of work that needs to go into becoming a very good footballer, and you know, he's one of those guys that needs to work hard, and I'm sure he will.
John, you spoke about really new selection. You talked about other levers you can use. What other levers have you got?
Well, they're your coaching tools. How you drive your leaders to demand. How you demand, there's a number of ways in which you can, but I guess the biggest stick is when you're not playing, when a player doesn't get to do what they love because they're not getting it right.
There were five players in the team tonight that were around about 10 games experience. Will we see that for the next 5 weeks, or is that...
I think it is too many, but we don't have too many options, as I said before. Like we're really hamstrung with who's available, and it's like we had a certain amount of experience in terms of balance. We lost a few of our experienced players over the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and the tipping point in terms of experience has meant that we've become a little bit less competitive in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Did you enjoy Joe Glasgow?
Just as a distinguished Carlton player, I'd love to say that I'm sitting in the coach's box, enjoying a game of football, but that's not how a coach operates on game day. Oh, look, I'm not going to talk on... I'm an interim coach. I'm not going to talk on list management scenarios. And all I'll say is that, you know, the Carlton Football Club needs to grow a playing group that... I'm just trying to think of the best way to put this. They need to grow a playing group that wants to be at the Carlton Football Club. Oh, awesome. Yeah, that is news to me.
Do you have a statement about that? Is that categorically untrue?
My statement is that I'm currently the interim coach of the Carlton Football Club, and I'll drive this group as hard as I can week in, week out till the end of the season. And that's all I can say.
Thank you.